Welcome to the Encourage Project. I'm Amy Fairchild, and I am so excited that you're here. Wherever you're listening in from, whatever platform you're listening on, be sure and hit subscribe. Share the Encourage Project with others. The more we share, the more we learn, and the more we grow our community, and it's all a great thing. I mentioned in the last episode that 2021 is off to a really great start. You know, there's so much in store this year for the Encourage Project. We have the website coming out in a few weeks, more to come on that. And we have some online workshops coming, which I'm super excited about. And we have more guests lined up. It is feeling so expansive and exciting and wonderful. And interestingly, when those things happen for me, invariably a bump happens. And I had one of those bumps last week or 2 weeks ago. You know, I had just finished a really fantastic interview with Kathy Hodges, and I was planning out some content and I was getting ready for the next week. And then all of a sudden, bam, I had a crash with everything that has overwhelmed me in the last few months. And that is not uncommon in human projects. It is not uncommon for us to be clicking along at a really great pace and feeling like things are wonderful. And then all of a sudden, all the things that have kind of challenged us over the last few months or last however long can seem like they converge on us at one time. And I had one of those weeks where I experienced some of the lowest lows and the highest highs in a very short period of time that I've probably experienced in quite some time. And I was reminded of two incredible lessons. And that's really what I want to share today. The first lesson that I was reminded of is hard is hard. The week that all this came crashing around, on the Monday of that week, for whatever reason, I woke up, and as the day progressed, I just became completely overwhelmed by what felt like the burden of my life. In the last few months, I've had to do some really hard things, and I had to put down one of my sweet little kitty cats, and my mom's partner passed away. And then Christmas, my grandmother, bless her heart, she fell and broke her hip and broke her arm. And so I've been helping my mom, and I've been helping with my grandmother, and I'm trying to grow a business, and I'm doing a contract with a company, and I'm producing a podcast, and trying to remember to feed my cat, and trying to fit in dating. And then all this is going on. I've been eating my feelings and gaining weight. And oh, by the way, we're in a pandemic. And it's like, holy shit, all of this just caved in on me. And I felt so completely overwhelmed and inadequate and completely undeserving of anything good. And I just went into this dark swirl of, I don't even know what you would call it. And it was just hard. And we all experience hard things. And what's funny to me, it is funny, is that I've noticed that as a society, we have come to compare our hards. And somehow we think there's a badge of honor in talking about how my hard is harder than your hard. And that's just not the case. I'm not sharing with you what crashed in on me so that I can tell you my life is harder than yours. I'm sharing it because I just want you to know everyone has hard. And we're all in this together. And I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling like life is hard or a situation is hard, I don't want to hear that someone else has it harder than I do. I don't want to hear that it could be worse. I don't even want to hear that it's going to get better because I don't care. Whatever is happening is hard for me, and it's hard for me right now. And here's the thing. What's hard for me is hard for me. We are not all designed to carry the same load. We each have a load to carry in this lifetime, and we each have a contribution to make in this lifetime. And what's hard for me may not be hard for you. And what's hard for you may not be hard for someone else. Don't let anyone tell you that something shouldn't be hard for you or that you shouldn't think that that's hard, or you think that's hard, listen to this. Screw that. Hard is hard. Period. When things get hard, sometimes I do want support. When all this came crashing down, I actually took the opportunity to practice what I have learned, and that is asking for what I need, which was hard in and of itself. But I did it, and I sat with my heart, and I asked someone to listen, and eventually I pulled myself out of that swirl, and I realized something. I realized that many of us are never taught how to hold space for someone who's going through something really hard. When we witness someone we care about going through something hard, we want so badly for them not to feel awful feelings that we say things that may not be as helpful as we intended. And we're so uncomfortable watching them suffer that we want it to be over with for their sake and for ours. I want to share with you a couple of things that may help you or someone you care about when you're going through hard things or when someone else is going through hard things. And the first thing is, you know, hard is hard, period. I've said that. You don't get to decide, I don't get to decide whether something should be hard for someone else or not. Hard is hard. The second thing is saying things that could be worse or that someone has it worse, while I understand it's often done with the best intention, it really does nothing to make a person feel better. It essentially says, your feelings don't really matter. Let's distract you by pointing out something else that could be harder and could be worse. On the flip side of that, saying that it's going to get better is pretty annoying too, because you don't know whether it will. I don't know whether it will. By saying, oh, it's going to get better, you are inadvertently also saying, you know, your feelings don't matter. Let's move on. Let's sweep it under the rug. Let's move on. And whether or not something is going to get better is actually an opinion. It's not a fact. The fact is things will change. That's a fact. But let's face it, it can be hard to know what to say to someone when they're hurting. It can feel awkward. And we just want it to get better for them and for us. I've learned a couple of things that can help. One of the things that can help is saying, I'm here and I'm listening. That's it. I'm here, I'm listening. You could say something like, I care about you. And you might even say, I'm sorry, this is hard. I'm here and I'm listening. The other thing you can do is simply ask a question. How can I support you? My friend who listened to me the day I was swirling asked me that question. And I was like, wow, how cool is that? I'm sure you've been asked, as I have been asked, well, what can I do to help? And for me, I'm like, I don't need your help. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. Nope, I'm good. But when he asked me, how can I support you? I was like, I'm not sure. Let me think about that for a minute. And I actually said, you know, I just need someone to listen. And I could really use a hug. So by saying to someone, I'm here, I'm listening, or by saying or asking the question, how can I support you? You're offering support and you're offering that you care without solving a problem, without painting a picture that may or may not be true. And you're holding space for that person to experience their heart. And sometimes if you ask, you know, how can I support you? They may say, well, I don't know. Then you just go fall back to, okay, I'm here. I'm listening. And after that is the most difficult thing to do. And you know what it is? Be quiet. Just sit in the quiet. Let the hard and the discomfort and the feelings breathe. Things will indeed change. And having someone to sit in the swirl with us is most often the best support imaginable. So that was Monday. And have I mentioned it was hard? Holy smokes. Fast forward a couple of days. By the end of the day on Friday, I had gone from one of the lowest lows to one of the highest highs. And that is where I got the second lesson. And the second lesson is do something you've always wanted to do. Oh my gosh, y'all. I did something I've always wanted to do. My whole life, my mother would probably tell you since before I could walk, I've been a singer. I have sung and I have played music my entire life. I play several instruments. I write music. And I even sang and played professionally for several years when I was younger. And I'm pretty good. And people have said to me on multiple occasions, you know, you should audition for one of those shows. You know, you should audition for this, or you need to be in this talent contest or whatever. And I would always just nod and smile and say, you know, I'm kind of busy, or I'd find some other reason to be occupied. But I always wondered. And a few weeks ago, I got an email from NBC's show, The Voice. For those of you outside of the United States who may not be familiar, it's a reality TV show where people go on and they sing and they narrow it down to one person, and that person is The Voice, crowned The Voice at the end of the season. So it's a really cool show, and it's a really neat opportunity. So I got this email from NBC saying that they were having open virtual auditions for the next season of The Voice. And I'm like, well, how the heck did I even get that email? And what I've forgotten was several years ago, I had created an account because I thought I might like to audition for The Voice, and I chickened out. So I never used the account. Well, for whatever reason, because I had not gotten an email in years, the email showed up this day a few weeks ago. And I guess the universe had other plans, because 6 minutes later, I had submitted my application and received an online virtual audition time. What? And before I could chicken out and cancel my audition time, I posted on Facebook what I had just done, and it was incredible. I posted on Facebook something to the effect of, holy cow, I just got an open audition slot for The Voice. That was pretty much the gist of the Facebook post. And the outpouring of love and support from people was absolutely amazing. People I hadn't heard from in years, people who I didn't even know knew that I was on Facebook and sent me notes or had sent a, you know, a little heart of encouragement or whatever. And all I'd done up until that point was get an audition slot. I hadn't even sung a note yet. And here I was with all of this wonderful support and love. Fast forward a couple of weeks to the week that has started off. The Monday was terrible. The week got progressively better. And Friday of that week at 1:30 p.m. for 90 seconds, I sang my heart out for a chance to be a contestant on The Voice. Ugh. And it was incredible. It was scary as hell, let's be honest. It was super fun and it was exciting. And I wanted to barf. And when it was all finished, I was all shaky and teary-eyed, and it was incredible. And the universe kind of slapped me upside the head and said, hey, there's a lesson here. And it really just opened up, like it just blossomed. And the lesson to myself was, how many times have I defeated myself before I ever got a chance to play the game? How many times have I done that? How many times have you done that? And as I sat there, I was overwhelmed with this realization. Do something you've always wanted to do. And there are three things I want you to know about that. Number one, it doesn't have to be big. It does not have to be life-changing. If you've always wanted to read that book, read it. If you've always wanted to go to that restaurant, go. If you've wanted to learn a particular dance, learn the damn dance. If you've wanted to visit a museum or take a road trip, do it. Do something you've always wanted to do. And the second thing that I want you to know, it doesn't have to be forever. You know, sometimes when we think about doing something we've always wanted to do, we think of it in terms of a life-altering, forever and ever thing. It doesn't have to be forever. And further, don't let your fear of forever keep you from taking action in the now. Just because you've always wanted to do something doesn't mean you have to commit to doing it forever. You know, we get so hung up on the forever that we forget about the now. I mean, here's a great example. I always wanted to learn how to tap dance. So you know what? I signed up for a tap dance class at my community center. And I took 8 weeks of tap dancing. Do I still tap dance? No. I went to tap class. I learned how to tap dance. It was super cool. Maybe I'll do it again someday. I don't know. But I always wanted to learn how. And so now I know. The end. Same thing goes for dating. If there's someone you've always wanted to ask out, ask them out. You don't have to get married. You don't have to have children. You don't even have to go on a second date. It doesn't have to be forever. Ask them out. If there's a car you've always wanted to drive, go to the dealership and test drive it. If there's a movie you want to see or a book you want to read or a museum, and I said all those things before, you don't have to commit to those things forever. Just do them. There is so much joy and abundance and excitement and happiness in just doing the thing one time. And that's the third thing that I know. One time. That's it. When I auditioned for The Voice, if I had let myself get all spun up into, oh, if I don't make it through every audition to the final episode where I'm singing in front of millions of people on live TV, I'm just gonna die. Y'all, I never would have hit the send button on the application. All I did was focus on auditioning once, and I did it. And here's a bonus thing I know. The universe is pulling for you. When you go out and you do something you've always wanted to do, you create an energy that is so magnetic. People sense it and they want to see you succeed. People want to see you try new things. People want to cheer you on. They want to. Think about it. It is so exciting to see someone do something new. And right now, frankly, we all need something to cheer for. Do something you've always wanted to do. That was a lesson-filled week, friends. Hard is hard. And do something you've always wanted to do. When you finish up today's episode and you hit stop, what action can you take today? There's a couple. One, practice holding space for the hard. Practice being okay with your own discomfort when you're supporting someone else. I'm here, I'm listening. How can I support you? And also practice asking for what you need. It's okay to say, I'm okay, I don't need anything. And it's easy to say that, but it takes courage to say, hey, I'm having a hard time. Will you just listen and just sit with me? Ask for what you need. And as you reflect today, think about the ahas, oh no's, and yippees. What have you learned? What challenges are you facing and what can you celebrate? And as you reflect on that, what is it that you've always wanted to do? Share with me how things are working in your projects. Share with me the things that you've always wanted to do. They may not turn into human projects. Who cares? I still want to know about them. Find me on Instagram at @the_encourage_project or Facebook at The Encourage Project or on LinkedIn or send me an email to hello@theencourageproject.com. That's it for this edition, friends. I believe in you. I so believe in you. Be safe. Be well, and have fun.